And with that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises. Tina and Travis made it to Portugal. They said they were tired, but they got there. So they're safely there. Travis sent out a picture this morning of him in the lobby, I guess, at the hotel that they were standing, sitting behind a great big grand piano. He was in his element. He loves those grand pianos. So we're grateful that they're there. And they'll be back in a week, 10 days. So we'll miss them surely. But we know they're having a good time. And Tina's getting some business done at the same time. It's nice to have a corporation where you go to fancy places for business meetings, like Portugal. And then they're going to go on to Paris. I never had a desire to go to Paris, but they say it's a pretty wonderful experience, so we're grateful for that. Any joys, concerns you might have, Sandra?
I just talked to my friend, Tanya, that lives in Texas, and her older brother, Chuck, was in a very bad car accident, and he was T-boned, and he's broken ribs, that he had collapsed lung, and he's had other medical issues. And at this point, he has fallen a few times, and he is not going to be able to go back to his home. Right now he's in rehab.
Where at?
Well, in Texas. Okay. He's not going to be able to live alone in his home. He owns 4 acres, so Tom's husband, Bodine, is clearing, taking care of the land, and she's going in and cleaning out the house, which is a lot more than she thought it was going to be. And he's either going to have to be in an assisted living or she's going to be his caretaker at this point. Prayers for Tanya, because the last time he fell on top of her in the bathroom, on her back, on the tile floor. So she's having back problems as well, in addition to having to take care of her oldest brother. And because of their family situation, also reconciliation, because one of her brothers who lives in my hometown is not having anything to do with the family at all. After his mother passed, he cut the entire family off. So reconciliation in addition, because of that situation right now.
Thank you. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Anybody else this morning? Yeah, Austin Smith been diagnosed with, was it leukemia or some kind of multiple myeloma? Yeah, there's so many different kinds of cancer, but he's got a good doctor here in town, and they feel as though that with treatments he can overcome it, and we know with treatments you can beat cancer, because a lot of you have, Judy has, but it's not an easy thing to go through when you're diagnosed with that. It's sort of like a fear that just goes through you. Anybody else?
Our brother-in-law had the liver transplant, now has pneumonia. He's having a hard time.
Okay.
In recovery.
Thank you. But is your physical therapy rough?
Well, he just came down in the morning when they transferred him to that unit. So they're treating him right now for pneumonia, trying to get him to the point where he can go through the recovery process.
Okay. Now, who was it again?
Pardon me?
His brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. Okay. And he's where? In
University of Minnesota.
Up in Minnesota. Minnesota. I know that place. It gets cold up there, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
We will certainly keep in prayer. Lord, hear our prayers. Anybody else? No?